Okay, coming back, going forward. The question I know, how was Faust's relationship, if any, to the wider growth of German music in the late 60s and early 70s, and even to the groups themselves? There was no really relationship between Faust and other groups, to be honest. Unfortunately, and I'm not really happy about that, but to that very time it was like that we better keep away from, because it was something like poisoned atmosphere, and Faust had to play from that from the very beginning till nowadays the role of the freak out, the outlaws. Yeah, it's true, because we had always a stiff wind blowing in our faces. But I'm quite happy that, because the fortune would like to have it, maybe. So we had to go our special way. Not having half look to other groups, what they are doing. And for that, I think it was okay. They don't want to have us sharing same fields to have having harvest with. Hopefully you will understand. To come back to the name Krautrock, it is the question is it just a marketing term, or was there really shared interests between these, there should be written down, these rare groups of that time? You have to know there had been only a really not that much that nowadays we get knowledge about. There had been really maybe five or six, and it was something like the Zeitgeist. What made us thinking about same way? I think Can is practicing music in a way like Faust doing, in a way Kraftwerk, but Kraftwerk was far over the border in another way. And but common is for all these bands, I would say this is the real Krautrock, and that we had the idea to improvise in a way, going a bit different way from English or American blues, going more into intonate and bringing out what's inside the musician and the music itself, not following any rules anymore. And this is at least the difference what created something like Krautrock, whatever. And I remember concerning the question, were you aware at the time of groups such as Cluster, Harmonium, Amondyl, Popol Vuh, and Can? I remembered listening to some recordings of Amondyl, the very, very, very beginning of Amondyl, which was something like a celebration in a crowd. You know, they used whistles and however. And This I remember, and I loved it because it was something like a collective making of music. And you know, we would like to have anyway involved people, and not having this big difference between the artist and the audience itself. We always would like to have not this big space between, you know, you come inside, pay your money, your entrance, and sit comfortable down and think, let these guys try the very best they can, and then I will maybe risk like Paris did when he has to decide whether this woman is more beautiful than the other one. Okay. Even would like to have with we had been thinking about finding out especially venues. For example, I remember pretty well we had once in Liverpool a very nice boxing area where there was the stage was centered in the middle of the audience. This was very good because it makes not that we are playing from, you know, the upper point and with the wall in the back. So we had been surrounded with the people, and the people, you know, become more and more part of the music. This is a nice idea. Anyway, still, this is a very good idea.